Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Nothing wrong with the King of Country?
I
saw him in concert not too long ago. God, he's good. He is really good.
Every time I see George Strait's name, I think back to when I first started at this fine company and I was in promotions and I was driving around the 106.5 The Wolf van. That was back when we had vans for each radio station.
I remember.
And I could never understand why George Strait's name on the back of the van had a sticker over Strait. So it said George. I could never figure it out. Finally, I got somebody to confess that whoever typed up the rap for the van.
No, no. Not Straight.
They did not.
Straight.
That's fabulous.
So wow. Rather than George Crooked, we've got George Strait.
It's like a misspelled birthday cake.
How do you not know who George Strait is and how to spell his name?
Or how do you not double check the spelling? I mean, oh my God.
Well, remember Emmanuel Clever Boulevard?
Clever too.
So for a year and a half, I drove around in a van with George on the back of it because somebody couldn't spell Strait.
Telling you, once when I was very, very young, I mean, so 20, 21, right out of school, I did one of my first little live reports and I was all excited. At the Roost Cafe in Topeka, and it was called the Roost, R-O-O-S-T, and it was like this famed truck stop where you could get the best breakfast, and for some reason, we were live out there that morning, and I interviewed one of the owners, and it was like Jim and Bob Roost were the owners, and I assumed, because they owned the Roost, R-O-O-S-T, and their little logo was a rooster, I made the assumption that their last name was spelled R-O-O-S-T. That could not have been further from the truth, and I never heard the end of it.
Well, how was it spelled?
It was like R-E-U-S-T or something.
That's a German
name. I learned a very important lesson early on. Do not ever just assume Smith is spelled with an I, because the right. First time you assume, it is not.
We had two Smiths in boot camp, one with an I and one with a Y.
Have you watched the show Boot Camp yet? By the way, happy Veterans Day.
Yes, oh, happy you. Veterans Day, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Boots?
Yeah.
Yes. I watched it.
Do you like it?
Loved it.
Really?
Is it about boot camp in the military?
It's about Marine Corps boot camp. Of course, it's got a backstory about a young man who...
Is it a movie or a documentary? Sorry,
it's a series.
Okay.
It's like, so far, it's just like, I think it's just going to be a one season.
Sure.
8 episodes. It is really good. And of course, they've got some esoteric information in there. You know, if you went through boot camp, you're going to recognize a lot of this series.
So see, that's why I asked Dan, because if you've been through it, sometimes they make a movie about something and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so dumb. Like I hated news. The movie that was so critically acclaimed, or the series, pardon me, on HBO about newsrooms, I hated it. With Jeff Daniels several years ago. I absolutely hated it.
They almost never get it right.
Correct. And so that's why I asked you, as a veteran, did you like boots, and you say, yes, you did.
Oh, I certainly did. I mean, I love all kinds of movies and shows and the artwork behind it and how it's developed and shot and all that kind of stuff. And the script was really good. I think they got a lot of the military right. And it is based off of a true story. It's fictionalized.
Yeah, took some liberties.
Yes, but it's based off of a true story of a guy who went through Marine Corps boot camp as a young homosexual man.
It was called The Newsroom.
Yeah, I hated it. It was critically acclaimed.
25 episodes over 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. It was written by and created by Aaron Sorkin.
Mm-hmm. If you are...
It's brilliant, but if you're from the industry and you look at it, you're like...
So let me tell you this. I haven't told you this, guys. I wanted to see at the theater the Brad Pitt movie about...
F1.
Yeah. And
I heard that was great.
Because I thought, you know, of all the movies you'd want to see at a theater, that one would probably be good to see at the theater because they're racing around.
And the
sound, and you have the, you know, point of view from inside the car.
A shirtless Brad Pitt.
He is sans shirt in a couple of episodes. He does not skip ab day or arm day to this point in his life. And he's got to be 60. I'm just saying. You do get to see a little Brad Pitt bicep. That's not why I'm telling you this story.
Yeah, I think it is.
That was quite the aside.
I'm not going to say I thought it was horrible.
Oh.
But if you're really into the racing things.
He's 61.
If you're really into the racing things, I don't know that you will like it. You know, Carrie spent so much time working in Formula One. And she said anyone within the realm of Formula One thought it was silly. Mm-hmm. I know so little about what that is. None of it made sense to me. None of it.
Well, if there's anything I learned from the reviews, it was not a movie about racing. It was a movie about Brad Pitt taking his shirt off.
It is your typical older guy that's washed up and in a laundromat down to his last dime because he's got a gambling problem. Gets pulled back in for the... I mean, that story has been told 10,000 times.
And in F1, that would never happen. And old guy would get in that car and crash in immediately.
They put him in and pair him with the young cocky guy that is about to get the boot because he's not winning races. I had no idea that was a team sport. Like that, I had...
What?
There's two of them.
Yeah. You race with your own team.
And no idea. A whole crew.
Right. Poor Johnny had to suffer through about 90. Why are they doing that? What is this? This doesn't make sense. Why is there two of them? So it wasn't for me. It's not terrible. I think if you have some baseline knowledge of Formula One, it will be better.
It's like a police procedural almost, where if it's a procedural, you really want it to be interesting. But there's so many movies that are made about things, but it comes down to the story.
And here's what I have long believed. If you want to watch a movie that is as close to the real thing about racing as you can get, you watch Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say
that was a documentary.
No.
Either your first or your last.
You're going to say Fast and Furious.
I like to pray to baby Jesus.
Anchorman. I was high when I said that.
And
Anchorman was more real. That's
exactly right. If you want to see a movie that is true to form about the news media and what a TV newsroom is like, Anchorman 1 is your go-to.
That's right.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not... I don't know enough about it for it to have been entertaining to me.
Is Anchorman really that far off?
No.
I'm being genuine.
So am I, Sam.
That's why
so
for years I've called it I've called it a documentary because there was so much truth
in the characters, from the 70s.
In the jokes and in the script.
From the 70s
and transitioning into the 80s. Yeah, there's just so much truth inside the jokes.
It stuck around to the 90s, don't lie.
Anyway.
Might have gone a little farther.
I feel bad saying don't go watch it, but I didn't finish it. And when was the last time Dana didn't finish a movie that is at the intersection of never and never?
And Dana, back to Anchorman for just a second. I mean, that movie was so influential. I still have a gift that you gave me.
Oh, my God.
You bought me a bottle of Sex Panther cologne.
Have you ever worn it?
Yes.
Ugh.
It's not
meant to be a joke. That's not meant to be something you actually use.
I understand.
It's probably gone bad by now.
It's like Dana's crabapple jelly.
Couldn't get worse.
Get rid of it.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm just going to go Art Bell for about 30 to 40 seconds. But Interstellar Comet 3I Atlas is losing an insane amount of mass after making its closest pass of the sun last month, prompting one Harvard scientist, A.V. Loeb, to speculate that the object might have fragmented into a dozen pieces.
Oh, this, breaking off into smaller ships, huh?
That's exactly right, Sam.
This break away from the mothership for your mission.
The dramatic weight loss would seem to point to the object's cometary makeup, but scientist Loeb is not ruling out extraterrestrial origins just yet.
Funny, it breaks off to go do its missions right about the time that the government might reopen so NASA can look into it. I'm just saying.
All right, this next topic,
I don't think so,
is always controversial. And on Veterans Day, this does happen to involve and airbase. Troops and their families who live in the Tyndall Air Force Base area in Florida were recently told to take their Christmas decorations down. A photo posted in an Air Force Facebook group shows an email sent out by the base that says, while driving through the neighborhoods yesterday, it was noticed that Christmas decorations have already begun to appear within the community. All holiday decorations should be reflective in their respective months and not any sooner than 30 days before the given holiday. If you currently have Yuletide decor present on the outside of your home, please remove it and reinstall it in accordance with your community guidelines listed below.
Too long didn't read version. Knock it off.
Right. So here's the deal. They asked the public affairs chief, Air Force Captain Dustin Davidson, about this. And he said, yeah, we are enforcing the community standards outlined in the legally binding lease agreement that everybody signs.
And this is on base.
We should all have that agreement. It does, maybe not 30 days, but not 60 days.
So
come on.
So our lights are up on our home, and they're going up on most of the homes in my neighborhood this week or next.
Okay.
I didn't pick the day that the company, I'm not getting, I'm.
They're up, but not illuminated.
That is correct.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
I have told T, these lights are not to be turned on until at least the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I champion it.
I'm not a bah humbug kind of person, but like, you got to get me into Thanksgiving. Let us just enjoy the fact that the leaves are still falling.
I'm a little annoyed with a couple of my neighbors who haven't put their Halloween decorations away.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. It's been 2 weeks. Let's go.
I give it 5 years before you're the president of the HOA, Scott.
There is no chance. I would gladly...
Newsletter number one. No. Well, gang, it's going to get down to 35 degrees this weekend. If I see one hose still hooked up.
I will say this. As far as the putting up of the decorations, I do understand it's... preferable to put those up when it's not snowing. So I'll give you that.
Bone-chilling cold.
Yes. So for the lights, put them up now on a 60-degree day.
And yep. And Tyndall Air Force Base, that's down by Panama City. So no chance of.
No. It's going to be like 75 and sunny every single day.
But I'm with the Air Force.
That's why they have weather people and meteorologists in so many of those towns.
And by the way, when you live on a military base or post, whatever you want to call it, the HOA is the federal government. You don't own those houses.
They can tell you whatever they want about those properties.
That's exactly right. Here is one thing you will never, ever see on a military post.
Political signs.
Political yard signs. That's exactly right. Never in my life did I ever see any of my friends' dads or moms put a political yard sign in their yard. Even if you live off base.
Yeah.
You don't do it. At all. But I'm with this post, you know. Let's keep everything in order here because we're at the end of the year. We're in the last 3 months of the year.
I've still got pumpkins outside, a little fall decor.
That's okay.
It's all good.
Because it's still fall. It's
still fall. Squirrels like them.
October is for Halloween.
Yes.
November is for Thanksgiving.
That is correct.
And December is for the Hanukkah. Lord and Savior and Hanukkah. That is right.
Damn. And Kwanzaa.
And anything that and you Christmas. Celebrate in the month of December.
Correct.
Yeah.
I like that they say it should be within the boundaries of the month of said holiday and no more than 30 days prior to said holiday.
So wait a minute. Can I start celebrating July 4th in early June?
Theoretically, the American flags could go up in June.
June 5th.
On a military base, every day is the 4th
right?
of July.
Right?
That's true. No, I like what they're doing.
All things in their appropriate time.
I don't know. I was griping about this once a couple years ago, and a woman called in and said, you know, she had lost someone close to her and that the holiday season is how they remember and it brings joy to them. And so she says, do you not remember this?
Nicely,
I'm like, I don't want to say she was chastising me, but she's like, you just never know why someone is putting out their stuff early. And maybe like in our case, it's for this and this. And then I was like, oh. Okay, never mind then.
Okay.
Well, I'll be honest. I plan on putting the lights on the house this year, and I don't plan on taking them off.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm going to go for just the white ones, and I'm just going to leave them off throughout the year.
Mm.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Permanently install them, but just not turn them on.
Remember the icicle lights that were popular for like a minute, and they hung down? Yes. And there were people that would leave those up all year, and it looked so tacky.
When I lived in Roland Park... There was a guy on, I don't think it was on my block, I think it was the block over, who had those icicle lights.
Year-round, baby.
And he never, I don't know if he was in, you know, maybe he put them up like 10 years ago, and now, you know, he can't get up on a ladder for whatever reason. Those icicle lights are the most hideous-looking holiday decor.
They look gorgeous lit up in that snapshot in time right before the holidays, and then, but during the day, that's a lot of plastic during the day.
I know why the retail outlets are loading the shelves months in advance, because they're trying to make money. But for us, just the regular people, there's nothing wrong with waiting. Just being patient. Enjoy the season. And then when you get to the special time, enjoy it.
Yeah.
But put all things in their appropriate time and place.
That's not what people do.
I haven't bought a single Christmas gift yet.
And for the love of God, if you have one of those 40-foot skeletons in your front yard,
please take it down.
Putting Santa hat on it does not make it a Christmas decoration.
No, we've got that person in our neighborhood, too.
It's still a Halloween decoration.
You're Santa hat lazy. On it.
Yes.
Now, I'm kind of impressed there, Sam.
No.
That's kind of funny.
We've got, right around the corner from our house, there is somebody who's got a gigantic skeleton in their yard, and they haven't done it yet, but they will, because they do it every year. They're going to put a scarf and a hat on it.
There's a house on like 90-something and all that has had the skeletons in their front yard for, I'm pretty sure, 3 years. And we didn't get the 40-foot tall skeletons until about 3 years ago.
You know what that says? No HOA.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be anti-HOA. Yeah,
tell me about it.
I used to be anti-HOA until about 3 weeks ago.
Black.
Just 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That is an interesting timeline.
It has nothing to do with my neighborhood.
No, thwack. Nor would it.
It has
ever.
Everything to do with yours.
Yes, I'm quite aware.
Thwack.
Bet you wish you lived in an HOA now.
There's something to be said. I've had it both ways. There's something to be said for
having
rules,
an HOA.
Rules for the common good.
You mean where you can't put a pickleball court next door to somebody's
over the
house?
The entirety of your yard, yes.
Thwack.
Thwack.
More like thwack.
Has anybody tested the pickleball court yet?
I don't believe so. Okay. No one lives there. It's a business, Scott. It is not a home.
You know that she probably listens to this program now if she did not before.
Oh, I don't care. Everyone in the city knows how mad I am about this.
Why don't you just...
Okay, there we go.
Why don't you just set it on fire?
You know we play in our league on Mondays, and I hear that noise, and now I'm triggered.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
So here's some really interesting business news. In an announcement shared today, Block and Company Realtors shared that the Capitol Grill,
the restaurant, yeah,
is coming to Leawood at 115th and all. That's Town Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is the Yard House, but I'm going to focus here on the Capitol Grill.
Where are they going?
It is literally.
That's a great question.
Going to live on the west side of Knoll that recently added several restaurants between 112th and 115th Street. Just on the east side of the Sprint Center campus, right?
Fine. Oh, so that's actually north of Town Center.
Just barely.
By a stoplight, yeah.
Barely. Okay. May I just suggest that if you put a Capitol Grill in Leawood at Town Center, it becomes a lot more challenging to get people to drive to the plaza to go to Capitol Grill.
But the Capitol Grill and the plaza is not the only reason people go to the plaza. I mean,
but if you were going to say, where do you want to go for a great steak? I'd be like, yeah, let's go to Capitol Grill. Sounds great. Well, are you not now splitting that audience? I mean, I don't know what percentage of people that go to the Capitol Grill on the plaza are from Leawood. I don't know. Maybe there are people, maybe it's from all over.
I don't think it's an insignificant number.
You plop that thing down at Town Center, no one will ever drive to the plaza to go to Capitol Grill again, because I live just south of Town Center for 22 years. No, we would go there all the time, and here's another one.
No one from Leawood would here's go to the
one.
Plaza.
I'll give you another one. Like Bristol. Grill. I love Bristol. And when I lived out south, you would go to the Bristol there. But if you said to me, there's a Bristol downtown, I wouldn't go to the Bristol downtown. There's one out south. So I think, do restaurants not have to be a little bit careful dividing their
share of their own
share
pie?
Of their own pie?
Not necessarily. I mean, for example, I know that there's a Tanner somewhere in South Overland Park.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And I like Tanners. I like, you know, mid-level dining, American fare, all that stuff. But there's a Tanner's not far from my house. In fact, I could actually walk to it if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And from time to time, we'll dine at that Tanner's out in Western Shawnee. But I would never drive to the Tanner's in South Overland Park any more than I would drive to a
Nick. But you're making my point for me. You're literally saying you're going to go to the one in your neighborhood. And yeah. And I'll tell you this. I love the Capitol Grill. I think the service is outstanding.
The food is great.
Oh, my gosh. The bar is incredible. The food is great. Mm-hmm. All of those things are going to be true at Town Center Plaza.
I don't dispute it. I think you might be overestimating a little bit the share of
people
diners,
out south.
The share of diners at the Capitol Grill on the plaza that are from Leawood, is what I'm saying.
It's a draw, though. You would not disagree that it's a draw.
I'm
even though it's a chain, it's a draw.
I'm not saying it's not. But I'm no more likely to dine at the Capitol Grill in the plaza as I am to dine at the Capitol Grill at Town Center. To me, shortness of trip is more important than the restaurant itself. For example, McCormick & Schmick's is one of my favorite restaurants in town.
Love it.
It's great. I had lunch there with Brian Busby 9 months ago.
Okay.
I don't foresee... There's not a Saturday where I just sit there and I go, honey, you want to go to McCormick & Schmick's tonight for dinner?
More of a special occasion kind of place.
Or meet me in the middle kind of place.
Yeah.
You know, because Busby lives, you know, out east. I live out west. And that was just sort of the compromise. This is kind of midway for both of us location. And that's why we chose it. We both liked the restaurant. It was the same amount of drive for him as it was for me. Let's meet in the middle. But if... Let's say Busby lived out in Western Shawnee. I wouldn't have said, hey, let's both drive all the way out to the plaza, have lunch at McCormick & Schmick's, and then drive all the way back to Western Shawnee.
The story goes on to say at the very end, in May, an affiliate of the Royals purchased the mortgage of the Overland Park campus, which is at the area of 119th and Knoll.
Ding, ding,
I would ask you, do you think that...
Yes.
Yes, Yard House and Capitol Grill and all the other restaurants are going in there.
They're lining up,
they're
getting ready to go.
Rolling the dice just in case. And Capitol Grill will sell out there anyway.
Yeah, Capitol Grill will do great. And if the Royals end up moving to 119th and Knoll or whatever,
they'll do even better.
The 82 nights a year, they're going to do really well.
What is the one restaurant that is not, you know, Wendy's or McDonald's that does well no matter how many locations? And I've got one that just popped into my head.
Chipotle.
Okay. Go a little higher end. Like higher end than casual dining, but no matter where you are in Kansas City, it's always packed.
Prior to 15 years ago, Winstead's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Boy, that decline was rapid.
I'll tell you this, and I think I made a passing reference to it at the tail end of yesterday's show. That damned Nick and Jake's out by my house.
There's one.
And granted, Western Shawnee is not known for a plethora. When was the last time that word was used on this show? Plethora of sit-down dining establishments.
It's packed all the time.
But so we've got, you know, and I'm talking west of 435. We've got Tanner's, and I'm talking about higher, you know, not high-end.
I've always been surprised by that. There's not a bigger selection in Shawnee.
Just east of 435, we have Paulo and Bill's, and it's escaping me at the moment. There's a Barley's Brew House. And west of 435, we've got a Nick and Jake's. We have a Tanner's. That's it.
There's a Johnny's.
Red Door Grill.
There's not a Johnny's out there.
Does phenomenal everywhere it goes. They're now everywhere.
Yeah.
Look
Texas
around.
Roadhouse.
And they are now packed. But Red Door's local. They are packed every night. When we lived in Lenexa, we went there all the time.
You know, I've never been there, and I've heard nothing but...
Oh, God, it's good.
I've heard... Actually, that's not true. Carrie Emmert needed something, and you asked me to take it to her, and she was having drinks with a friend at the Red... What was it?
Red Door.
Red Door. And I went and sat down and talked to them for about 15 minutes.
We were
minutes.
Up north the other day, and I looked over and I go, oh my God, there's a Red Door Grill up here now. Because it was one in Leawood, then a second one opened.
Well, there's one in Lenexa.
There's one in Lenexa. Oh, we went to that one all the time. I think there's like five now. But it is one of those just tried and true, great food.
And it's locally
great
owned?
Great service, locally owned. Huh. Yep.
I did not know that. But to answer your question, the answer is yes. They're all getting lined up because they have reason to believe that the Royals are probably going to Overland Park. Mega Millions jackpot for tonight is $900 million.
Yes, please.
There were no winners selected on Friday. Jackpot was last won on June 27th. Is it me or are more and more of these jackpots not getting a winner?
They're not getting a winner. There's too many numbers.
It's actually not the number of drawings. It is the cost of the ticket that is driving them through the roof. Powerball had the same thing happen. You remember a couple of years ago, yeah. We had a new story every single week. Biggest jackpot in Powerball history.
Right.
Well, what they seem to ignore in every single one of those stories is, yes, the jackpots increased because they added an entirely additional draw day. So now you've upped that ante by a third every single week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with Mega Millions, they went from $2 to $5. So now every
$5 for a Mega Millions ticket?
$5 for the baseline Mega Millions ticket. So now every 3, 4, 5 weeks, we're going to be getting a new news story. Biggest jackpot in Mega Millions history.
Now, how much of that money goes to the winner and how much of that money goes to the government?
Half.
Why do we even have a federal debt with as much money as people are shelling out for these tickets?
That's actually a great question. Could we not wipe out the debt just with Powerball ticket sales in a month?
I mean, it's $900 million tonight, right?
Spend a lot of money on a lot of dumb things.
Well, you're right about that. By the way, the prize has a cash value, if you were to take the one-time lump sum.
Oh, you have to take the lump sum.
$415 million. So you're not even getting half of the money. More than half of the money is going to the lottery or the government, which is basically the same thing.
Yep.
How do we even have debt in this country? And you're right, Sam. We spend money on
I was
going to
say, we could do a whole 4-hour show on that one if
good.
You want.
We're good.
When we get back, you might talk about ridiculous. Did you see Levi? Levi's! Like, cheap, great, throw on a pair of Levi's, tried and true.
Cheap? When was the last time you bought a pair of Levi's?
Levi's is betting big on luxury with a new pair of jeans. I will tell you how much when we get back.
Okay.
Remember Pepe jeans? Remember Guess jeans? I wanted those so bad.
Pepe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wanted them so bad. And back in the day, those were like $80.
Guess jeans.
That was shocking. These are Levi's, and they are starting to get into the premium denim business. What?
So when I lived—
That's an oxymoron.
When I lived somewhere that I'm not allowed to talk about, a couple of the gals had Guess jeans on or— Pepe or whatever it's called. No. The brand over there was Sosh. And guys and gals wore them. And they weren't just blue denim.
Nice. Sosh.
I mean, I remember my brother, I have a picture of him in green Sosh jeans.
Pairs well with the mullet.
And they were tight at the ankles. My brother had some tiger print jeans. I'm not kidding. You can get them.
We need those. Do not come back.
No, it was white and black tiger striped Sosh jeans from Italy.
Mm.
Very trendy. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, I'm saying get off the planet. I want off. What do you say?
Stop the planet.
Stop the planet. I'd like to get off. You can't
get off the planet. I want off.
As you're getting off of it. Well, I guess you could.
Levi's is betting big on luxury blue tab jeans. Levi's, you know, just throw on a pair of Levi's.
Nothing says America
guess
like
apple how
pie
much money
Levi's.
They think we will spend on premium denim, as they say the demand is surging.
$175.
No.
Higher?
For Levi's, please keep going.
$250.
No.
$350.
No.
$500.
$400 for blue tab luxury Levi. The word luxury does not belong with Levi. No.
What's going to be different between
the price?
Well, I understand that.
Levi Strauss & Company is doubling down on luxury denim, planning to roll out its new blue tab jeans in more stores next year as it targets higher-end shoppers while keeping its foothold in the mass market.
Do they have a button fly?
It is inspired by heavy Japanese selvedge denim, which performs so well in early tests across Asia, Europe, and the U.S. that the company will come back with a larger scale of it in 2026. Blue tab jeans.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. They look, Scott, they look like, wait for it, jeans!
Selvedge denim is a type of denim woven on a shuttle loom, which creates a finished self-edge along the fabric's border that prevents fraying.
No.
This distinctive edge, often highlighted with
we
the
used to take razors to our
stitch.
We used to take razors to our denim to make
stop.
It frayed.
You're turning me on.
Red or white?
The San Francisco-based company, by the way, reported $6.4 billion in sales last year and has logged its high single-digit growth in recent quarters.
The edge is a sign of its traditional manufacturing process, which typically results in a more durable and tightly woven fabric.
Okay.
They will sell $400 jeans alongside $20 jeans, and quote, it's part of our deliberate strategy.
Where do you get $20 jeans?
That's his quote. We don't take anything for granted.
Except your customers.
We have dual track strategy in place. Selling $400 jeans alongside $20 pair is part of a deliberate strategy.
Okay.
The last line of this description of selvedge denim.
Why do people say pairs of jeans? It's pair. It's one thing with two legs.
Well, you have a pair of scissors.
While selvedge denim doesn't automatically guarantee high quality, it does look like a higher end product.
No, it does not. And look, have you looked it up? It looks like a pair of jeans. I wanted those Pepe jeans so bad. We were too poor. No, I think I did get one pair. But like by the time we got it, it was like sort of out of fashion.
Your youth burned you, didn't it?
It really did.
What about Miss Me jeans?
No.
Those were huge when I was growing up.
The ones that we would never wear growing up, because there were two brands that if you gave them to me for Christmas, they're going to sit in my closet for the rest of my life. Lee and Wrangler.
Come on, Lee was a Kmart staple.
And Wrangler was durable. Why do you hate durability?
Because we never lived out in the country.
Yeehaw.
I mean, listen, a lot of my friends at Lansing did this thing in the summer called baling hay.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know how to bale hay if you paid me.
No. You're not a hay, really? You're not a farmer?
What?
I have no idea how you even bale hay.
Well, first you got to learn to change a tire.
Actually true.
I don't know how to do that either.
I wore Lee jeans. I wore anything.
Of course you did. You lived on the port side of town.
Anything that Kmart and Alco sold, I wore.
Very quickly before we go, Channel 9 has been reporting on this all throughout the afternoon.
What's going on?
Apparently there are a number of fundraisers going around for the McGrain family. They're not.
Don't tell me this.
Real. They're not real.
I hate that.
So
be careful before you donate. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. Once an appropriate platform is established for what happened to that poor child in Lawrence, we will share it at the appropriate time on our page. Yes, her mother reached out and said, I am Elsa's mom. The people asking you for money for some fund for her or our family, it's fake. We don't know where this came from.
Yeah. Don't do it.
There is a special place in hell for you.
Yeah,
if you,
I agree with you
are
on that.
Using what happened to that poor child to somehow make money, it is despicable. And I hope you get struck by lightning, but you live and it hurts.
By the way, we've recounted the number of DUI convictions and or charges against the guy that they've arrested.
It ain't four. It's five.
It's five. He's 36 years old. Today, of course, is Veterans Day. Thanks to Dan and all the veterans in the audience today. Thank you for your service. We really mean that. Today is also Singles Day. 11-11 is also known as Singles Day.
One.
And I didn't know this was a day. It is National Heavy Metal Day. Iron Man is the best-selling metal song of all time, followed by Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses and Metallica's Master of Puppets. Birthdays, Demi Moore is 63. Leonardo DiCaprio is 51. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.